Never use that.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the greatest neo-soul show on the web, powered by the Neo Soul Cipher. I'm the one and only Q-Man, and along with Regina, we are going to bring you everything this evening. What's going on, Regina?
Hey, hey, nothing much. Same old stuff. Oh, God, I wish I had something to say. I'm sorry. I wish I had something interesting to say.
Well,
sadly, no.
That's okay.
What about
you? We opened the show with our guest from last week's song, James Biscuit Rouse, Ignacy Ponzi. Why I'm stumbling over that is pure mystery after we had a whole discussion about it last week. So, yes, we had James Biscuit Rouse on last week. We had a little trouble playing his song, so we opened the show with that tonight. How is your week going, Regina?
I guess pretty well, you know. Nothing, I guess these days, as long as nothing's wrong, it's okay. Everything's okay. Everything's good. What about you?
I can't complain. What do you think of Kanye West running for president?
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. I think that it's a setup, and I think it's really, I think it's stupid. And I think that anyone with the brain of an ant could see what's going on. And if they choose to vote for him, then they're basically voting for Trump. And not only that, why would you vote for, what are his qualifications? Voting for stars, it's really small-minded.
So you're saying.
And I have no respect for Kanye West. I'm sorry.
I don't either.
You don't? He's so talented, but if he would just shut his mouth and stop being so controversial, I think he acts like an idiot to me. I'm sorry. That's just me. And it's sad because he's so talented. And initially, you remember doing in New Orleans? You remember when we went down in New Orleans? Wasn't that cut? Oh, you have a mic drop there?
Am I?
I'm not sure. I think so. I hear something there. But back then, I respected him because he, you know, he was vocal, you know, about what was going on, you know. But now it's like, I don't know what happened. But what do you think?
I think he's an idiot.
Other than the fact that you don't have to. I do too. I think he's a sellout.
But,
I think he's embarrassing.
He is.
I think he's embarrassing. And I think, you know, I think he would fit right in with some politicians who obviously their careers and money means more important. It's more important than people. So I think he's in a perfect spot, actually.
So you're saying. You don't want Keeping Up with the Kardashians, the White House edition. You don't want that.
You know, they probably would have it. And you know what? They're probably planning the whole thing. It's going to be a reality show on him running for, even though he knows he's not going to win, he's going to run and people are going to watch, you know, or he's going to do his little thing. And people are going to fall for it. That's a reality show. That's what they are. They're the furthest thing from reality. But people are going to watch, so whatever. You know,
so,
entertainment, whatever.
So if he became the president, would Caitlyn Jenner be at the White House? Is that what would happen? I'm just trying to understand.
I think everybody would be up in their White House. It would be a party. It would be a party up in there. Probably. I don't. And, you know, honestly, I don't watch it, so I don't know. You can't help but to hear, you know, Courtney and people's names. I don't know. I don't watch it. I don't know who's who. Except his wife, of course. I just don't do reality shows. I'm sorry.
I don't do reality shows either. I don't understand the point of them. So we have that in common. I don't understand the point of them. They're kind of stupid.
Because, you know, it is because this, you know, my theory is as soon as someone puts a camera in my face, I'm going to smile and say, geez, I don't care. I could be cussing you out or whatever. And so my theory is there is no way that there's reality anytime there's a camera in your face like that, unless it's something very passionate. Like, you know, like when people are, you know, during, you know, the marches or what have you. But reality shows to me are just all fake.
Wow.
Craziness. But that's just me. Too far, Tanya.
Hey, I mean, you know, it's the big thing right now, you know.
Yeah.
People are talking about it. I mean, we're not a political website or show, so of course you vote for who you want, but just know that I do think that a vote for him is a vote for our current president.
Right.
I will say that.
And not being political, hey, it's a music show. He is a quote-unquote musician, a very talented one, mind you. However, don't let that get in your way. Don't let that cloud your common sense about who could really lead and who cannot.
So my real comments on it that I won't make because I want to keep my job, but I did text you my comments, so take a look at them, but don't relay them. No, take a look at my comments, but don't relay them, because you know you never check. So I said, I'm going to text you how I feel about all this, and just, you know, take a look at it. Take a look at what I text you, and we'll go from there. I know everyone. I know it's rude to keep secrets and things like that, but sometimes we can't say everything on the show. We get censored, you know. And that's just how it goes. So we had our big relaunch, Regina.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think it's good. Did you check? I think it's great. Yeah.
I did. I took a look at the website. It looks good. It does not have my face on it, but that's an argument for another day. You know, you can't be.
It doesn't have my name either, but I didn't get the picture yet.
We can't have absolute perfection, but my you know, I don't seem to be on it. You know, but you know. Website looks great. I want to make sure that everyone checks it out. And Regina, now I know you're going to talk about me. I know you're going to talk about me, but
I wouldn't care.
But can you tell everyone the website, the new one? Because I know it changed.
I'm sorry. I'm sending you stuff at the same time. I'm sorry. You got me distracted. Wait, you're throwing too much at me. You got me reading your comments, and I'm going crazy. I'm cracking up. Wait a minute.
Neosoulcipher.com. NeoSoulCipher.com. Now, when reprimands get handed down, I hope you get it first. Okay.
I'm sorry, you have me distracted. So yes, NeoSoulCipher.com.
Okay,
that's where we are.
Yes,
and I think it's great. We were talking about it last night.
It's fantastic. So
I think so too. I think so.
All right. The boss had, you know, the boss is there for, he said my picture is coming up soon, so we'll see.
Your picture is?
Why'd you say it like that?
Because mine isn't there, but I have to send my picture. I have to send a picture. So we have Paco tonight. Yay!
Yes, we do.
Is Paco, is Paco there yet?
I don't know.
I hope not.
I'm gonna guess yes. But I checked out the songs. Very talented. We've had a lot of talent on the show lately, and Paco fits right in. Just kind of does some of everything, you know, which is something I like, and another unique sound, and it's like a especially the Cold Love song that we have. It's like a rock funk R&B type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But like blended really smooth though, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I felt myself in a nightclub back in the day and I was like slow dancing. I think it's very sexy and romantic. Huh?
So you're gonna take his song and compare it to your old ladies' nights at the Regal Beagle?
What the heck is that? I grew up in Wilmington, North Carolina. We didn't have a movie theater.
No. What did you do growing up? The Regal Beagle was the club on Three's Company. What are you doing right now?
Oh, okay. The Regal Beagle.
Okay.
Jack Tripper.
Wow. I don't believe I had to explain that. I don't understand why I had to explain that to you. Okay. So you tear my joke.
I remember.
Up. You know that. Okay.
I remember that, the Regal Beagle. I do now. Yeah, we didn't do very much. Went to church and that was about it.
Did you?
Yeah, that's what we did. Yeah, that was a form of entertainment.
Church was entertainment?
That's it.
Wait.
Look, I'm going to snitch because, look, Quash is sending me these texts, right? And I'm getting distracted because I'm laughing. I read it. And saying, God, no, we did not have a movie theater. I saw Sparkle at, yeah, we did have a movie. Oh.
Your
yes,
memory
we had
is
one.
Like
so I'm
out of
two-way
control.
Tech. So we had Spark. We saw Sparkle. There was a movie theater in Warrenton, North Carolina, and then it burnt down, and we never got another one. So when I grew up, yeah.
That's because y'all burned. Well, if you burn your movie theater
we
down, of course you're not getting another one. Oh no, y'all burned it down.
We didn't burn it down, doggone studio. I don't even know what happened there. Where's Paco?
Well, let's talk a little bit about tonight as you question, because I noticed whenever there is a moderately handsome guy on, you start coming apart. So. Let's try to unpack. You get very excited. You get very excited. I get uncomfortable. So.
And you can tell that from my voice.
Yes, I can tell. So. Tonight, everyone, we have a fantastic musician that's coming on to join us. He is a singer. He's a songwriter. He's a producer. Comes from a musical family. St. Louis.
He's hideous.
he's been making music since he was a kid. And an interesting thing about him is that he taught himself how to use his equipment.
Right.
So.
Right.
Which is great.
A lot of interesting things. And he's far from hideous. I just had to.
Yeah.
Very
no,
handsome.
No, we... Of and we can tell because you're speaking very fast, so we know how you. Oh God! So you know what? We listen to Paco's song "Cold Love." This song, if you play it on date night, you can actually skip the Netflix. So I will let you all figure out what I mean by that because it's that smooth. Okay. So, go song, and when we come back, we will have the man on himself. Regina, you know, I was going to try to be inconspicuous about it, but when you get all giggly, it's hard to be inconspicuous with you. So, I want you to text me while the song is playing and tell me Paco's area code, or we're going to play which number is Paco. Okay? All right?
Okay.
All right. We are on point here, everyone, tonight. And on that note, I want you guys to check out this song and unpack it. Listen to all of the different sounds. listen to everything that's going on. This guy is like, he's somewhat of a musical genius. And I never say that. Do you ever hear me say that? You don't ever hear me say that.
I don't think I have. No.
Yeah, because I don't say that.
Interesting.
I don't hand out praise.
Why not, Josh?
Because I'm a hater. That's why.
Oh, God, Jesus. No, you're not.
Of course I am. I hate on everything. But Paco is above that because he's that good. So I'll let you guys hear it for yourself. We're going to play Paco's Cold Love. When we come back, we're going to have a man himself on to talk to us for a little bit. You ready to go, Regina?
I am.
All right. Paco's Cold Love.
No more.
tell you what, if you can't get no loving, if you can't get no loving with that song playing, there's something wrong with you. Okay? All right? I needed to point that out. So I think we have the man himself on the line. Paco, we got you, bro?
Yeah, right here.
There he is.
You hear me?
Yes, we can. The man is here. What's going on, bro?
Nothing much, man. Just chilling at home in the loo. How about y'all?
Hey, yeah. Man, we hanging in there. Glad to have you on. Very excited.
Yeah.
You got a lot of talent, man. I don't know if you were listening early. We were marveling at your talent.
I'm glad I can be moderately handsome. Yeah, I caught it.
He put me on the spot. I have to say you're hideous. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it.
We got to keep you grounded, Paco. We got to keep you grounded, man.
Hey, this is a great business. Hey, I have a great role because usually as men get to see all these beautiful women. So I get to see all these musicians, and I'm like, okay, hey, I have eyeballs.
See, I knew what was happening, Paco, when she was talking about you being on and she started talking all fast. I was like, okay, here we go. I already knew what was happening, man. But, you know, we're glad to have you on. We love your sound, man. It is fantastic, and we can't wait to talk to you about it. And I don't even know where to start, man. I have so many questions. But I don't even know where to start. Go ahead, Regina.
Yeah, there's a quote at the beginning. I was looking at your bio, and the quote, I hope I'm able to. Do you want to talk about the quote?
Could you say it out for me?
I thought that was very interesting. The best way to convey something we all experience is through something we all want. I like that. And your alternative sound. Can you elaborate on the alternative, like the influences to the alternative sound, or exactly what we're speaking of?
Oh man. Okay. So for the first one with the quote, I was just kind of speaking a lot about my writing style. Like I write about love a lot, but for me, I think there's a lot more to life than just romantic love. So oftentimes it's a metaphor. But I think that it's something that's so deeply ingrained in me, at least, that I seek out, and I know that we all seek out, that I'm like, that's the way to tell stories. And,
wow.
Deep.
But the second one, so the alternative influence. So I think for me it's kind of a mix of being really good at a lot of things but, like, not amazing at anything. It's like I learned to produce and make beats. I went to jazz school and, like, I did a bunch of things and just kind of got used to it. But it was a mix of, like, growing up in the barbershop and hearing hip-hop and R&B, then driving in the car with my dad and him playing Def Leppard or him playing old Motown, like Tyrone Bigum and stuff like that. Like, I didn't realize it at the time, but I was absorbing that. Then I'd go to school and play Giant Steps. Then I'd come home and listen to, like, Drake or Party Next Door. And over time, it just all got into me.
Wow.
So your dad was a musician?
Oh, yeah. My dad is still a musician to this day. He's a multi-instrumentalist, singer, songwriter. That's where I get it from.
That's where you
I knew that. How,
and he had a good
how
mix.
Did you teach? Yes, he did. How did you teach yourself how to use your producer equipment?
So it's kind of a... I'm honestly surprised at how well it worked out, but I was 14. It was the summer before I started high school. And prior to that, I wanted to be an engineer. Like, I had good grades and stuff, and I'm like, oh, I'll just do something, get a good job and stuff. But in my heart at that point, I don't know where it came from, but I just felt like I want to do music like my dad. This is what I'm supposed to do. So I went to Guitar Center. I bought, like, three piano and guitar DVDs and books, and I spent the whole summer sitting at the computer taking physical notes, learning to play the instruments and stuff like that. And sophomore year of high school, we got iPads, and it had GarageBand on it. And so me and my homegirl, we were in band together. I was a percussionist, and we just started making beats. And, like, it was our dream to produce for all the big artists and stuff. And then one day it kind of got into me, like, why couldn't I just be the big artist?
Nice. Nice. Wow. Wow. Well, okay. Little off topic. I know that one of the people that you draw a lot of inspiration from is Kanye West.
Oh, I knew something was coming. I could tell by your voice. That's why I'm like, wait.
So I gotta ask, what do you think of him now and with his run for president? And what are you like? Did any of this sway you, or do you completely separate the music from the man, or is it all just all good?
Oh, I'm not one of them people. Like, I don't think you can separate him from his music, but I think it's kind of like taking the good with anyone in your life that you love. It's kind of like you've been to church, so you know that person is like, they all, that's like, that's Brother Kanye. We know how Brother Kanye is, but like,
yes,
like the uncle.
Yeah, but
like the crazy like uncle, the drunk uncle.
He's definitely a drunk uncle. But like,
yeah, like the drunk uncle. Yeah, that's him.
So, speaking on him in like a creative facet, like first of all, like I do think he's a creative genius. Like at least just everything I've heard, and he was also one of the few people who taught me to believe in myself. What a lot of people saw as arrogance, I always kind of saw as confidence. Like, it was rarely putting other people down and more so just lifting yourself up. And I always, like, I just kind of realized, like, when you want to do music for a living, especially, like, when you have nothing to your name starting out, like, you're going to get a lot of discouragement. What I think a lot of people see is, and I agree, is a sense of, like, arrogance is really a defense mechanism. At least it has become for me at times and for a lot of musicians. But now, as far as running for president and things like that, like, and where he is now in his, I don't fully understand what he's doing, and I'm not going to necessarily champion it either. I think, like, whatever Kanye is doing, vote how you were going to vote before. Like, I think there's too much at stake here.
Yeah.
To, like, be kind of persuaded or disregarded.
I
the arrogance thing. I like the way you. So you believe, I guess you're saying, like, it's, I guess, like the fighter, the two fighters come before a fight, the arrogance thing where they have to do their trash talking and whatever, and to really make you believe in yourself, sort of like that, I guess, what you're saying?
Yeah,
I guess.
Well,
is that what you mean, like, with Kanye? Or with yourself? Because you said that, you said that to you about yourself.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I guess for me, and this, it sounds a bit, like, extreme, but I've had, like, a friend or two I've had to, like, stop talking to because, and this was years ago, but because I knew if I kept letting them tell me stuff, I wouldn't make it. I wouldn't get it. And, like, I love that friend to this day. I've made peace and I've reconciled, but it's, like, tear me down so horribly. Like, that person would say, you're not going to make it, or you're doing this wrong, you're doing that wrong, and I'm like, and I was like, you're right for so long. But eventually, I had to really take responsibility for my life. I'm like, am I going to make it or not? Is this person encouraging me or tearing me down? And from there, I need to act accordingly.
Oh, that's great.
Wow.
Great. And believe in yourself. That's great. Okay.
Write that
do
down.
Do you have a record label? what do you mean? you have a record label?
Yeah. So, me and my friend Sanka, we went to audio and engineering school together. And she is my – I cannot say enough about Sanka. She is my rock. She's my hero. She I'm kind of the artsy side of things, but she – and she is as well. She's a lot of – I wrote this one and produced it largely, but she did some co-production and stuff. And a lot of things you'll hear down the line, she co-wrote and co-produced on. But she is like – She's my manager. She's like, she's just so business minded and focused and on task, and she just really helps keep me grounded. The label.
Yeah, she's wonderful to talk to.
Fresh Records.
Yeah, she was wonderful to communicate. Well, I communicated, via email, but yeah, it was fabulous. Fabulous talking to her.
She's wonderful, and like right now as a record label, we don't necessarily, so we do have another artist that we're signing. His name is Christopher Daniel. He's a rapper, and I've produced all of his tracks as well. And we've got a few more artists coming down the pipeline. But however, we just don't have a lot of infrastructure right now, you know, starting out and things like that. So, you know, like as hopefully we can use my success and the success of people that come after me to kind of build a pathway for like the people who come next.
Nice. Nice. Well, I mean, sky's the limit. You're a young guy. You're extremely talented and you're doing a lot of things. Young people are really focused nowadays. It's not like when I was young. I say that like I'm 100 okay. years old, but.
When were but, you know, young? That.
I'm just saying, this young people are very focused now. That's all. But enough of that. Paco, tell
yeah,
me
agree.
About.
I agree.
Tell me about the first time you saw Prince wield a guitar and what it did to you.
Oh my goodness. Before I ever saw it, I heard it. Just like all the old records that my dad used to play in the car and stuff like that. And then I think the first time I physically saw it was me rewatching his Super Bowl performance where he was playing Purple Rain and it actually started raining.
Oh.
And I was like,
yeah. That was amazing.
That.
Oh my goodness.
That.
And I'm like, I always thought of the guitar as like, you know, it's a rock and roll instrument. I had never seen a black man. I've seen black people play the guitar in church and stuff like that, but I've never seen somebody wail on it aside from my dad. And so I was like, oh my gosh. I'm like, we can do this. Like, I can do this. People who look like me can do this. And I know it seems like such a simple thought, but it was transformative for me at the time.
Wow. That is like the greatest halftime show ever.
Did you ever see him?
Yeah.
You saw Prince?
Live, no.
Did you ever see Prince? I didn't either, sadly.
No, but yeah.
Sadly,
That halftime show was...
So, wait.
I just... Go ahead, Regina.
I'm not good at math. I'm not... I like to write.
Here we go.
But he says... So,
here
your
we go.
Father turned you on to Prince?
Oh, my dad, like, put me on to everything except for hip-hop.
So that makes you, like, how old are you?
Really? Really, Regina? Really? I said he was a young guy, and you just, you know, I'm glad our boss pays attention, is watching and listening and, you know, I'm glad he hears what I deal with all the time, because he thinks it's me. I know he does. I apologize. Unbelievable.
Paco is so cute. See, now I have to change that to he's cute. He's so cute,
yeah.
Ladies.
And instead of being the weird aunt.
You are adorable. You are so adorable.
Oh, thank you. I'm sure you're adorable too.
Okay, now I'm uncomfortable. All right, so let's break this up. So the COVID has it opened your mind and helped you in this time being locked down, or are you having a harder time creating and doing your thing?
Initially, I had a harder time creating. I think just like not having inspiration of going outside and collaboration and things like that. However, I think in terms of the music, it hurt at least temporarily. I think it's coming back to me. But in terms of like, I think the business, it helped.
Okay. Okay. Are you doing any virtual things? Like, I know a lot of artists are doing virtual, you know, videos and concerts and things like that. Are you doing anything like that?
Most recently I performed for an open kind of video discussion. It was called Connecting the Dots. It's actually in New York. And okay. It's kind of based around like opening a dialogue about race and equity in America with everything that's been going on recently. So I was the entertainment for that, and I also sat in for the discussions as well.
Nice. Okay. So, Cold Love, phenomenal song. Where did you draw the inspiration for that? Because that's a grown man song, okay? That's what you put on, like, you know, after dinner when you open the curtains and the skylight and all that. Like, that's a grown man song. So where did you draw your inspiration from that song?
He's a grown man.
Barely.
That's a grown man song.
But believe it or not, like it was actually who's like a pop musician basically, but he's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
he had a song in like 6/8. It was kind of waltzy, and then that made me think of Alicia Keys, like "Keep on Falling in Love." And so I was like, but in those kind of 6/8 songs, you always hear the piano like hitting every beat, dun 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 dun
yep.
dun. And I'm like, that's really to say, I don't want to do it. What could I do? So I was playing it, and I'm really big into the electronics of music as well. So I made a synth sound, and I automated it, and I let the synth hit those beats instead of the piano. And then I kind of laid rows under it to smooth it out, laid bass and drums, put the guitar kind of hits on the three, and then it started feeling like 6/8. And I decorated it with electronics and stuff, and then it felt familiar.
Wow.
But it felt new.
You're amazing.
That's
You're
a,
amazing.
That's a grown man right there. It's a grown
You're
man,
amazing.
Regina.
What about you?
That's what it is. A grown man.
He's adorable. God.
No.
So are you a music theory god? It sounds like you're a music theory god.
What?
Actually, like that's the interesting thing. So I think I'm pretty well versed now, but I failed two jazz auditions into like programs.
Mm.
So it has been a long road. But I think I'm pretty versed but I don't think in terms of theory. Theory for me is mostly when I get stuck. It's like, where theoretically should I go from here? But
okay.
Wow.
Yeah. It's amazing.
So what's next for you, Paco?
So we've got another single coming out this month. We're thinking July 31st for the release.
Mm-hmm.
It's called I Can't Fix You. And I have a feature on it, my good friend Melina Smith. She is an amazing singer. She'll be coming out with her own material very soon. And I wrote it, and I decided to feature her on it. She wrote her own verse. And I don't know, it just feels like a really strong, vibey duet.
What was the title?
What
does that mean?
I can't.
What is it about?
Man, I'm forwarding that to a couple of people I know.
I know, right? I know, that's broad. What does that mean? What's the song about?
Honestly, it's about a girl a lot of my relationships, and as I get old, I'm too old now for this, I'm realizing, but like a lot of my relationships I've kind of fallen into as opposed to being intentional about them. And so there was a girl my freshman year of college, she was in the music program, very pretty, and I'm just like, oh my gosh. And she came to talk to me. She asked me to play guitar for her for a gig, and we kind of into things. And, like, I like this person a lot, but I have this savior complex where I think, oh, let me help you. Let me fix you. Let's grow together and things like that. I left from that so broken. I don't know if she ever knew that, but I did. And what I came to realize from that, it was the biggest emotional growth period of my life in that, no, I can't fix people. I'm not Jesus. I can't fix nobody emotionally, spiritually, mentally, physically. Like,
right.
What I can do is love someone, be there for them, and support them. But I got dragged down. I was missing classes. I was sleeping all day. I was depressed because I didn't set proper boundaries or have a standard for myself. And so in the end, I can't fix you.
Wow. That's powerful. And that can apply to addiction. That can apply to so many different things. Oh wow! I can't wait to hear that. Oh please, send that. I want to hear that.
Well, I mean, we've all been through it. I mean, Regina. You know.
In some form of fashion.
We know the lyrics. I mean.
Wonderful.
But sounds good though, and that's what. That's what a lot of us go through, you know. We like fixer uppers. It's almost like, you know, you want the $350,000 house, but you get the one that's $280,000, and you know it needs a little work, so you buy it. But then you never pay to get the work done, so you know it's kind of like that. I get it. I didn't explain it the best,
type.
But you know what I meant.
It's like a personality type, the helper. It's what you do. It's, you know, it's just who you are. And somehow you end up with people who need fixing. And you try to.
But you know what?
Yeah.
You know what, though, Paco? I know exactly what piece of advice got you through that situation.
Really? What was it?
Never give up on God.
What? You must
never
be reading
give up
from
on
a,
God.
A bio or something.
I do my homework here on the show, Paco. I do my homework here.
You are passing with flying colors. Wow.
Yes, Regina, Paco's grandmother gave him that piece of advice. And he uses it, and it helps him during challenging times.
That's very good.
I'm not gonna. Yeah, it is. My grandmother gave me different advice that I'm not allowed to say on the show, so we won't even entertain that. She
text
had
it.
A,
text it. Text it to me.
I will absolutely not do that. So, Paco, do you tour a lot? Do you leave your home base and tour, or?
Believe it or not yet. So this is technically the first single release. So most things we've done have kind of been local in nature. But it's definitely. I texted Sanka texted me this morning. We hit 10,000 streams on Spotify, and she was texting me to congratulate me. And we were talking about, like, the countries where the streams were and stuff, and we're like, dude, we're going on a world tour. And I was just like, there's no one I'd rather do it with than you.
Wow. Well, congratulations, because that's phenomenal. That is a great accomplishment to reach. That is fantastic. You got a lot of talent, Paco, and I know I can't say it enough, like, you're so young. You have so much to, and you've already gotten so far. So, sky's the limit, man. Don't do what I did and wait forever to start figuring out what you want to do. You know, you're young. You jump on it.
Your books are beautiful. Your writing is beautiful.
I'm about to be 47. Are you kidding? When I walk outside, buzzards circle me.
Oh God, Jesus. Yeah. But yes, your music is very good. And that was your debut. Love with your debut song?
Yeah.
Yeah, very nice. Very, very nice. Very nice.
Mm-hmm. Are you okay, Regina? Goodness sake. Oh, my gosh. All right. So, well, we do hope that you end up our way, the East Coast. And I think I definitely think you would get a lot of love in the New York area, the DC area. So we would love to see you on the East Coast whenever this is over. And if you're ever able to make that happen. Yeah, I could see you getting a lot of love on the East Coast, man, because you got a great sound. So you got to come to New York at some point.
Yeah, we got a we do a lot of business up there. So I like as soon as COVID is over, I'm sure I'll be back. So I'd love to come by, pay you guys a visit, bring donuts,
yeah,
your book, like whatever.
Absolutely, man. You got an open invitation, man. And if you don't want me to let Regina know, it can be our secret.
What?
Man. I'll get some carrot cake from the spot in the Bronx. We just hang out.
So mean. Well, you man, who hurt you?
Oh God, who didn't?
Oh.
I felt that.
There you go. Tell her, Pago, as men, we're not allowed to talk about when we're hurt. We got to just man up and take it.
That's
otherwise,
funny because I don't know who. Is that
Dusty's
that
daughter.
True, Pago? Pago, is that true?
What? For me, it's like, dude, he's not lying.
It's
I'm
what?
A little more sensitive, so I just got to let it out. But he's not lying.
That is just so society. No, men are allowed to be. You're allowed to be as sensitive as we are. That's just so wrong to teach people.
No,
that.
You're not.
Yes, you are. And look,
see,
and if you're with a woman who doesn't or other who doesn't think that you're allowed to be sensitive, then obviously they're the wrong person for you, and they don't understand human beings. That's just stupid. Jesus. You know I majored in sociology, right? You didn't know that, did you?
I could have figured that out.
My bachelor's was in sociology, yeah. I've always been interested in all the stuff that we do to each other as a group and all that crap. Yeah.
Paco, you know, you have this picture on your page of you kind of slumped down. I don't know if you know what picture I'm talking about.
Is it on IG?
But, no, it's on the Life Creative site.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I remember it.
I can tell that's the face you have when Regina is saying this stuff.
Why do you always throw me under the bus?
Cool.
That's funny.
That's what makes the show interesting. That's what people want to hear.
That you have no loyalty?
Are you kidding?
Paco, he has no loyalty.
Wait, no. Now you gave me an opportunity to say one of them Young Boy songs. What is it?
Hello?
What is it inside my DNA? I feel old just trying to say whatever that was. But you know what's
on. You promised we weren't going to talk about it.
We don't work on that.
I know it was bad,
God.
Paco, but I know I heard that song before. But you know what I was trying to say.
I think you merged too, but that's okay. We're going to let go and let God. It's okay.
See, I just dated myself right there. Paco, let everyone know where they can go to get, hear, download, and buy your fantastic music.
I need to start rehearsing this part. But so you can find my music on all accessible platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, YouTube, Amazon Music. Just simply search Cold Love, the name of the song, and my artist name, Paco, and it should come up. You can also find me on Instagram at paco.wave, or you can find me and all of our other amazing artists on our parent group site, lifecreativegroup.org, I believe. Yeah, so please come check me out. Hang with me. I'm really introverted, but I'm nice, so we'll have fun.
Nothing wrong with that. Now, I'm just learning Instagram, so they keep calling me, I don't like this name, but they keep calling me Instagrampa, so I'm trying to get better.
Ooh.
I'm trying to get better.
Oh,
but yeah, don't ever repeat that.
Don't let me do
you
like that. It's okay.
What did you say your Instagram was?
It's taco.wave, W-A-V.
Ah. I'm getting there.
You do sound like a grandpa right now.
I can't help it, but you know what? I'm following
a little bit.
How about that? How about that? See, when I get past 200 followers, you're gonna be hating. But anyway, Paco, we appreciate you. We appreciate you spending time with us tonight, man. I hope we weren't too over the top for you. We really appreciate you, bro.
I love y'all, man. Y'all are welcome to the cookout anytime. Like,
ooh,
please. Yeah, I'm about to talk. Appreciate
Uh-oh.
You so much.
See, don't play, bro. I will hit the Muslim spot to get that turkey sausage, and I will show up at a barbecue. So, I have no shame.
But thank you, love. Your music is fabulous. You're fabulous. Thank you so much, sweetheart. Thank you so much for hanging out.
We will be following you and keeping up, and we're going to be pushing to get you over to New York, man.
Oh, thank you guys so much. I'm humbled, really.
Thank you, love.
Man. Well, thanks, man. You take care. We'll be in touch. And keep making that great music, bro.
All right, thank you, y'all. Take care.
You too, sweetheart. Thank you.
That was the one and only.
Now, you, on the other hand, are not a sweetheart.
Uh-oh. what does that mean?
Cute man. Throw me under the bus all the time.
Oh, that's what people listen for. They want to hear that stuff.
But you know what? I really, before we go, want to thank Biscuit for being so patient, because I spoke with him again this week, and he was so understanding, and we he knew we were going to play his music, and I really want to thank him, and again, you know, and to apologize, you know, to everyone for last week, but hey, you heard it this week, though.
He's great.
He's great.
But you know what?
Yes.
We bounced back this week, and Paco was a fantastic guest. And you know what? You know what you didn't do? You know what I expected you to do that you didn't do? I expected you to ask where the Paco came from. And you didn't. You usually do that. You know, like last week, you asked the guy why his name was Biscuit.
Wait, but I thought Paco was his real name.
What are you doing right now? What are you saying?
I assume that Paco was his real name. Now, the average person is not named Biscuit. What?
No, his name is Joshua Lee. Joshua Paco Lee. And I thought you were going to ask him where
Paco came
from. Okay.
It's his middle
name. Now you're guessing. What are you doing?
I don't think.
I don't think Paco's his middle name. I think Paco is his player name. I gotta teach you everything.
Okay, ooh. See, he's gonna have to.
Guys
Okay, Paco, if you're still listening, send that to me. Let me know that, because I'm gonna put that on the site. We're gonna talk about what Paco means.
That's his player name.
Let's do it.
Of course, that's.
I wanna know if that's your player name. Let's do it. Okay.
You are unbelievable. So, we have gotten through another show. We got through it.
Great times, as always.
Yes. And you know what? I'm following Paco. I'm gonna keep up with him, because he's got a lot of talent. Like a lot. You know, when you listen to that song and you really unpack all those sounds and all of the things
Absolutely.
That's going on, it's just a world of talent in there.
Yep.
So sky's the limit for that young brother. I can't wait to see where he ends up. And, everybody, make sure you check out Paco. Make sure you check us out next week. And stay cool somehow. I know I'm going to have the AC on. And Regina, any final words?
No, I look forward to speaking with Jonas next weekend. I mean, next weekend. Ooh, next Wednesday for our interview. We'll be with Jonas. So I look forward to that.
Jonas. You mean like the Jonas Brothers?
Oh,
okay.
God, no. No.
All right.
So tune in, everybody. Tune in.
There you go. 30 seconds left. Everybody, have a good week. Have a good weekend. Stay cool. That's all I got. For our boss man, for Regina, for me, stay safe, stay cool. Get an orange cream pop. Which were you gonna say something, Regine?
Or an Orange Crush? Yeah.
Why you, right. You always gotta take. You always gotta do. You always gotta one up me. You see that? All right, everybody. We'll see you soon.
See ya.